But next up, though, I want to talk to you a little bit about the St. Vincent de Paul. And you might have heard me say at the start of the show that they very urgently need volunteers at the moment. And if you're wondering why, well, have a listen, have a think about this figure. The St. Vincent de Paul in Ireland received more than 260,800 requests for assistance in 2025. Just think about that. Well over a quarter of a million requests for assistance in 2025. And that's just here in Ireland. That is just phenomenal. And against that backdrop, and you can be sure that the figures are high here in Kerry, the St. Vincent de Paul is currently doing a volunteer recruitment campaign in a number of areas, including Kerry. So do you have what it takes to be a volunteer with the St. Vincent de Paul? What does it entail and how much of a commitment is it? Well, Richard Murphy, my next guest who's on the line, has been volunteering with the St. Vincent de Paul for more than 15 years. Richard, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
Why did you decide to become a St. Vincent de Paul volunteer in the first place?
Well, actually, I'm actually over 20 years in it, which surprised me when I look back. I think somebody asked me to join at the time. I can't actually remember, it's so long ago now, but I remember I had young kids, I had family life, I had work commitments, etc. And at the time, you know, when you're in that period in your life, you think, you need, and I kind of, you know, that there was poverty and families were struggling. And I'd never really noticed that before in my community. You'd walk down the street and you'd think, look, everyone is great and everything is fantastic. But I suppose it's really only when you find out what's really happening that you see that there's a need for the Vincent de Paul. And that need is greater now than ever. And as when your earlier people on the earlier thing referred to about elderly people keeping warm in churches, that's still very relevant. And, you know, people are in need of, you know, the basics, heat and food and utility bills. So we have a greater need now than we've ever had before. To meet that greater need, we need more volunteers. So this is a shout out to somebody who may have 2 or 3 hours a week free to consider the Vincent de Paul as a way of getting involved in their community and making a difference in their community.
Just to leave aside for a second the volunteer issue, and we'll come back to that obviously, but something you said there I thought was interesting. You know, on the face of it, we see people out shopping and laden down with shopping bags, and we hear about people booking holidays abroad and getting a new car and stuff like that. Do you think there's a lot of hidden poverty? Because on the face of it, you would imagine Ireland is a very rich country, a very affluent country. There's a lot of money around. There's a lot of employment around. Do you think that a lot of the poverty and the issues and the situations people are living in, that a lot of it is hidden, Richard?
I think there's a lot of, I suppose, what you would call new poverty. Traditionally, I think when I first joined, you know, I would have had a kind of fixed impression of the type of people you would go meet, you know, people that would really be down on their luck and things like that. But that is hugely changed. A lot of the people that we visit now have two jobs, have good incomes coming into households. But the pressures of, you know, you have rent or mortgages, education costs, food inflation is really gone out of control. I think there isn't a person in Ireland who couldn't put their hand on their heart and say they haven't noticed the cost of living and the way the crisis, the way it's kind of escalated. Utility bills are really, you know, a very noticeable thing that we are dealing with now. And the government supports for that have stopped. So they're a really live issue this year more than ever. And they affect every household. So I would say that to your question, is it hidden? You meet it in places you mightn't have expected to see it previously.
Okay.
That's as best as I would describe it.
What's involved, Richard, in being a St. Vincent de Paul volunteer? Talk us through the process.
Well, once you join the organization, you get training, and the training is excellent, and it equips you to do the home visitation. And home visitation is really the area that we require the most volunteers. That involves going out to meet people in their homes to get a good idea of what their living situation is like. You can talk about cold, and you can talk about not having heat in the house, but until you sit in the kitchen with somebody and, you know, you have your coat on and you feel cold, then you really understand what the house is like. So patience is needed, some understanding, common sense, empathy, they're all great qualities to have. But the main part of visitation is to try and befriend people and make them feel that they're not on their own struggling through these things. I mean, the pressures of modern life are tough on families. And, you know, I suppose one of our main purposes is to say to people, look, you're not on your own. There is help here. We will help you. And sometimes that help is very practical help. You know, it might be food or fuel or utility bill. Sometimes it can be a referral to a different age, different agency. And sometimes it's just, you know, company for people, especially in rural areas. We have some very, you know, isolated communities, some people living in far away places. And sometimes they just want, you know, somebody to talk to for a half an hour. So that's the basic kind of idea of what we do around visitation.
And it goes without saying, Richard, that it's incredibly rewarding. I mean, just from talking to you, and I spoke to you before as well, it does sound like that, you know, you get a lot back from it as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's fantastic to, I suppose, having been in it so long, I see people that I've helped, or the SDP have helped through the years, you know, and they're in a much better place now than they were when we met them. You know, sometimes when you meet people, they're in a really bad place and you don't see them at their best, or, you know, you see them and they're under real pressure and real strain. And then maybe, you know, you help them, you know, in a kind of one-off scenario, or maybe it takes 5 or 6 months to help them over the bump in the road. And you might see them then 4 or 5 years later and their lives have changed. And, you know, they're happier and they're in a much better place. And, you know, maybe you helped them with an education cost or an education bill or something like that at the time. And you see that their kids have moved on and got jobs, and, you know, they're contributing to the communities they live in. And you know, so that's a great thing for me personally to see. And, you know, I always think that, you know, we all, like, individually, you only do one small little thing, you know, for somebody. But it's the moment that you do it that makes such a difference. And as well as that, all those, you know, like, we do it here in our area and somebody else does it in their area and somebody else does it up the country. So, you know, I might only do one or two small acts a day, but that's thousands and thousands of acts of yeah. kindness nationwide. And when you add those all up, you know, we do an awful lot of good in our communities and in our country. And that's why SCP is a great organization to be involved in. And look, you meet great people, you meet inspirational people, you know, the people that you work with. And, you know, I would say maybe some of the most inspirational people I've met over the years are people that I've gone and visited who need help. But, you know, when you meet them, and you get to know them, you know, you find they're really amazing and inspiring people.
You describe it so well, Richard, in fairness. Look, we're going to let you go because I know you're under some time pressure. But finally, if anyone out there thinks they might fit the bill, thinks they have some time to spare and would be interested in becoming a St. Vincent de Paul volunteer in Kerry, what did they do?
Well, I can give you the relevant details. But just before I go there, just to say, look...
Yeah.
Our focus at the moment is home visitation. Now, home visitation maybe isn't for everybody. So we do have we have a social housing branch and a retail branch and a child and family services branch that that we require volunteers in as well. Now, the best place to access the information is www.svp.ie. Now, there's a /volunteer, and that will give you all the information you need to know. And there'll be an application page there and you can fill that in and go from there.
Very good. Well, listen, keep up the good work, Richard. I know you do phenomenal work in Carrigsaveen, and as do all the St. Vincent de Paul volunteers all over the county. And thank you so much for what you do. And I hope that as a result of this interview, a few more people might be tempted to step forward. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Sarah. Bye-bye.
That's Richard Murphy there, who has been a volunteer with the St. Vincent de Paul in Carrigsaveen for more than 20 years, and not 15, as I said in my introduction. So well done to him.